KAAUGD. That was not me, KB9, KBX.
I know, that 9YOU.
I just got on to Erskine here, so it's slow going, but we only got about less than an inch because you still can see the grass in most places, but it's slippery, but I think the worst part of the trip will be 31.
Yeah, regular 31, yeah, it might be.
Yep. You know, that cigarette plug with the battery attached to it, that's going to eliminate two things, because I won't have to buy a battery case and I won't have to buy a cigarette plug and they'll all be in one piece.
Right, but then remember, you won't be able to put double A's in it, though. That's the only thing.
That I know, but that will eliminate two things, so I can say that I got everything for it by the time I get the DC plug, and I've already got the battery, so, or the speaker microphone.
Alrighty.
Donmoyer now, and Donmoyer is a little clearer than what the other streets were, but I can see salt on a few places here.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but it doesn't work below 17 degrees, and right now my car says 28, but I think it's lying.
Right. It's still not too bad, though.
Yeah, they're saying between today and tomorrow, a total of 2 inches. Be the first person in church. I usually leave at 8:30.
Yeah, you'll be the first one.
I coughed. What did you say? I had to cough. What did you say?
Be the first one.
Okay. Gonna go tonight, that's for sure, but I can at least go Sunday morning. I see that it doesn't snow anymore. I might go tonight, but I kind of doubt it. Hey, Mr. Black SUV, Chevy SUV, turn on your lights.
And go figure.
Yeah, there's always some people that don't have their lights on. I remember going to a church a few weeks ago, and HIPAA, they should have canceled, but they didn't. But you could barely see, and there were people without their lights. It's like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't remember the test from the driving test about, you know, you're supposed to have your headlights on, you know, before and after sundown, but also, you know, in bad lighting conditions, you need to have them on so you can be seen.
That's true.
Like, duh.
Sometimes I was driving and didn't even realize I didn't have them on because the street lights, you know, were brighter than my headlights.
That a couple times too. I'm here on Barbie Street. There was a lot of blackbirds. I had to toot my horn to get rid of them. I didn't do it well enough where the people went here though, but I just went toot like that so they go away. But there must have been about 30 of them.
It must be trash in the road.
Yep, or something. Well, I'm here at 31, and it looks clear but wet.
Oh, that's good.
And a lot of the people look like they're going over the speed limit, but once I get out in the county, that could be a different story. We'll find out.
True.
Black black ice too. We went up to Michigan one time to see a FRT fit in a car, and if it did, we won the car. But I was driving, and all of a sudden the car went sideways. I did nothing to make it do that, but it just went sideways, and we ended up in a ditch, and a big circle truck from South Bend pulled us out for free.
Oh, all righty.
Of course, we didn't win the car. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I'm going to speed limit here on 31. I haven't gotten off a current road yet, though, but I'll find out how the old 31 will be when I get there.
Eh, regular 31 should be all right, too.
Yeah, I hope so. Me and Cliff got my snowboard going, and I touched the cliff the other day. I go, I want the snow so I can use the snowboard.
Be careful what you wish for.
You know, I just haven't... I used it like two or three times last year, two or three times the year before, so I didn't get to use it much, but yeah, it would be nice if I could actually sell it, because it would never snow again.
Hey.
But we know that ain't happening.
True.
I'm underneath the bridge now, and current road is looks slippery, like it hasn't been plowed yet.
Yeah, alrighty.
Here I'm just now turning on to 31, and it's not as clear as the streets in South Bend are. Snow covered. It looks like it hasn't been plowed. I'm sure they have been out, though, but it looks like it hasn't been plowed yet.
Yeah, they've probably been.
The trip.
What was that?
I told my sister 31 would probably be the worst part of the trip.
Alrighty.
I definitely won't be able to go to speed limit on 31, that's for sure.
That's all right, though.
And it's 45 mile an hour, so I'm going 35.
All righty.
Chances are, it'll be the further stop I go, the worse it'll get. That's what I'm thinking. That's generally how it works, but not always, but generally. You can't tell that it has been plowed, but it's like the wind probably blew it over since there's not as much out here in the county as there is in the city.
That's true.
A clear path, the whole way, but it looks like it could be slippery.
Alrighty.
Some people come the opposite way, look like they're going 55. I'm going 45. It's like, nope, I'm not going to go to 55. Even whenever I reach the 55 zone, I'm not going to go 55.
Right. Just do what you feel comfortable with.
Southbound looks more clear than what northbound does. The boss hasn't got to it yet. KB9, KBX.
Yeah, probably. And on YOU.
The door, it got open the door, it wasn't open. I see a piece of paper there that says church has been canceled. Like, really? I drove all the way here for that. So they generally text you and say, hey, church has been canceled, so you don't have to go out.
Yeah, that is nice that they do that.
About 3 or 4 weeks ago, when we had that big storm, I got a text saying, church is canceled. Call your sister. I said, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
that it's been plowed, but like you said, southbound it is more clear than what northbound is. There's one full length that has been plowed, but northbound you just see two tire tracks. That's weird. I guess they probably just didn't have time. They probably just did southbound and probably turned around and do northbound probably.
Yeah, that's true. So I take it you're in the 55 zone now?
Yeah. I'm here, here by QuickTime Racing.
Alrighty.
What about 40 now?
That's good.
Just being cautious, I'm not going to go the full speed, but 40 is good enough for me right now. Scared about going home than going down there, because like I said, it's not about as good as southbound is.
Okay, there, yeah, hopefully it'll be better when you get out of church.
Hopefully they'll plow it better.
Yeah, that you are.
Route 4.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you're definitely getting there. Not too long now.
Yes, I'm just kidding. And once you get past Route 4, that's where the speed limit is 45, and it goes down 35. So, there's a plow coming the opposite way now. I see him. So, hopefully, he'll clear northbound.
Yeah, it probably will.
Oh no, I see some emergency lights up ahead. It's getting cold here. I'll have to figure out what's going on when we get there real quick here.
Yeah, alrighty.
They're taking down the Christmas decorations here, so they got a cop car here so that the lift trucks can get in.
Okie dokie.
Okay, I'm going to get ready to turn in, so check in later. I'll get some around here, you're here. And I want to leave.
Alright, we'll talk to you later, KB9 KBX and 9YOU 73.
N9OKA.
N9YOU.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. N9YOU. I'm doing all right. Trying to stay warm. How you doing?
Staying warm. I just got to put a flannel shirt on. I can't afford to turn the heat up there.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. Do what now?
Just wanted to get into the repeater today.
Well, not too bad. You've got some noise with you, but I can make you out though.
Okay. Well, wonder where that blast is coming from.
Yeah, because since you're getting into the repeater by RF, that's probably why. Atmosphere, more likely.
Yeah, I'm on a temporary radio. No, I have one. I guess,
one you were a little noisier than before, but I can make you out though.
Well, I need to figure out how to keep this fence up. The top of the key or the middle or what?
Okie dokie. I got some sleep last night, but I was up way too late. Nah, I just couldn't get to sleep. Mine was going, I was doing other things too, because I wasn't home all day. I was me and some friends went down to Indy for a show at the fairgrounds. So I didn't get back till about 7 o'clock. And then on the phone with some people. So by the time I really got to do what I wanted to do, it was, hey, that's all right, though. I don't mind.
It's been quite a while since I've been to Indianapolis. Like, last time I went there was for a football game.
Alrighty.
I'm getting some static off my other radio. I got a few radios going here. Wonder why I'm getting static off my other radio.
Hard telling.
Don't you pick up any new toys in India?
No, I was, never been. I asked if I wanted to go. It was a gun show. But definitely a huge gun show. Never been, so said, yeah, I'll go. So I bought some cleaning solution for my glasses and a couple small ammo cans to turn into battery boxes.
Butcher. He's working with the floor fitting parts in the ammo boxes.
Alrighty. Yeah, I just said to heck with it. I just decided to do that. Just wanted to get make some small box battery boxes. So it's like, yeah, might as well. And they were cheap. They were show prices, so it wasn't that bad.
I wouldn't mind getting a small caliber pistol. That's in my list of money to pay.
I don't blame you there.
I don't know if I'm ever going to get another rifle again or not. I don't know if I'm ever going to go squirrel hunt again or not, but...
Hey, you never know.
When was the last time you went hunting?
Never been.
Okay. I know you like getting out there now, but... Get out there with Mother Nature.
That I do. But no, I never hunted, but definitely enjoy fishing. Temperature's been, I mean, heck, we've hit 60 a couple times already, so, yeah, it's, I'm pretty sure there's probably no ice on there. If there is, it's very little.
More water than land over there in the port, but a lot of it has a lot of vegetation in it. People get out the middle of it, get away from the, all the bullies beds or whatever they are.
Saturday, and you know, some will come out, and and run radios, and some will just come out to, you know, shoot the bull with us for a while. So, and I've had some friends pop in and out too on any given Saturday. So, just to say hi and see what we're up to and that. So, yeah, it just varies week to week. $7, $7. Yeah, and normally where we're at, though, it's pretty close to the main gate, so you don't have to drive that far once you get in the gate.
I got a tick off here, my dog's wanting help. Over here staring at me. So, I don't know if it'll be out here later or not. But, I gotta leave for now. I'll catch up with you later. And I'm okay.
Alright, that's fine, yeah. Yeah, we'll talk to you later. I'll be out here from time to time. So, alright, we'll talk to you later on. And I'm okay, and I'm YOU 73.
31 is pretty clear. Northbound that southbound, so it must be just above freezing, like 32 or something, but it was pretty slick going down to church, but now it's pretty good.
Well, that's good.
Like the center lane and the shoulders, they're pretty clear. There's still some snow here and there, but overall, it's clear. It looks good.
That's good to hear.
I thought it was going to be worse. Well, yeah, this is a lot better now.
Yeah, alrighty.
It's just above freezing, like 33 or 34 probably. My car shows that it's 32.
Alrighty.
You can see some ice on the edges here and there, but the street is just mainly wet. This was the worst part coming down, so South Bend is probably in better shape, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Between today and tomorrow, we might get 2 inches, might.
Right.
It's still cold out here, though. Like I said, my car says it's 32, so it's still cold out here. In my point of view, if it's below 50, it's cold. And the windy, though.
Yeah, don't surprise me.
Once in a while, a possible gust of wind tried to move the car a little bit to the right.
Yeah, alrighty.
I'm up here by the storage unit that you got stuff in.
Okie dokie. Going to the cemetery today?
I am, but I'm not getting out of the car. My sister, she leaves early to go to work, so me, I can't go up to bed for her now because she works on Sundays. Now she leaves after Sunday school.
Yeah, alrighty.
this is the cemetery while I'm still talking to you.
Alrighty, that'll work. Well, so what you plan on doing today?
Oh, not much. I've got some train books, and I've been reading them. I've read one. I got maybe about 8 or 10 of them, so I'm going to start. I started another one, so I'm going to start writing that one. This one's about train layouts.
Alrighty, that's cool.
The roads in the cemetery are like 31 was this morning, kind of slippery looking. Not many cars that have been in here. I do see some tire tracks, but not many.
Oh, doggy.
But we had that really bad storm. I didn't bother to stop at the cemetery. I just went straight home.
All righty.
Can you believe that October 21st will make 10 years that my mom died? I remember I got a call from the hospital, and I told my wife, and then I got in the car and told you. And then I went over to Walmart to tell my sister. So my sister was the third person to know about it, and you were second. But yeah, my dad died in 12, and she died in 16. So she's been gone 10 years. I can't believe that. It'll be October 21st, so that 10 years. Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Where does time go, right?
February 4th, it'll be 14 years for that. Like, wow. No. April 3rd.
All right. Yeah, it's, well, heck, my mom and dad, you don't seem that long they're gone either.
Yep, that's true. We had both of their funerals at the church I go to.
Okie dokie.
As I remember then, I've been a member of this church for about 5 years, so it's been a long time. So since they've been gone, 14 for dad and 10 for mom, that's wow.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Time flies. It seems like the older you get, the more it flies. Seriously.
Well, yeah. You got that right.
Flies more at 65 than it did at 60. You're almost 50.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, but hard to believe that October of 24, I went back for our 45th class reunion, so that means they just been, this current October, well, May will be 47 years that I graduated. Like, wow, 47 years?
Yeah, isn't that something?
When you go back for your 45th and you say that was 2 years ago, like, wow, so it's been 47. But I'll be saying it every 10 years, but they cited that they have like 430 in our class, and about 30 or 40 of them are dead. So they decided that we're losing too many people, so they're going to start having every 5 years now. So I've been going to the 50th in 3 years.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, I'm getting old. I forget that weekend I went back, though. On my way up there, I stopped at Jerry's, and then while I was up there in Wyoming, I stopped at the hobby shop there, and then I went to Akron, and my friend says, hey, you want to go to the church bus? I said, sure. And then while we were there, he says, hey, you want to stop by a hobby shop? So I stopped at a hobby shop in three states. I was in three states that weekend. I left Indiana, went to Michigan, and then a few days later on, I went back to Indiana to turn left and go to Ohio for the reunion. So I was in three states in one day.
Yeah, that's right.
When I got home, I had a lot of train stuff from three different hobby shops, one in each state.
I remember.
Look at day or two to organize them and check them out and make sure that they're all working and everything. They work, I check them out and make sure the couplers work and stuff like that. And otherwise, they're not going to go on the track. I'll fix them or take them back.
All righty.
I just entered the 45-mile-an-hour zone underneath the bridge, and I get ready to go under the next two bridges. A lot of other snow has melted, even if they didn't plow. That snow, a lot of the snow would have melted.
Right.
Like I said, I want to use the snowblower one time and then not have it snow again then.
Yeah, good luck on that.
Really, I'll probably use it more than once. Like, not that I want to, but I'm glad I got one though, because it really helps out, because, you know, I got to do the alley to get to my driveway. And it's not easy shoveling, it takes a few hours. With the snowblower, it doesn't take as long.
Yeah, just be careful what you wish for.
Really? Streets ain't that great. I'm on Barbie Street now, and parts of it's good, parts of it's not good. So the city streets will be like each other for a few days. I guess it's supposed to rain or get warmer and melt some of the snow. It won't take long to melt this snow. There ain't much on to probably. You still can see the grass. It's probably an inch or so, if that much.
Yeah, where you at?
Barbie Street, getting ready to turn on to Fellows.
Oh, when you said you're entering the 45, I thought you were going to the cemetery.
I left the cemetery, and I'm out now, so I'm turning on to Fellows from Barbie right now.
Yeah, all righty.
You know, Tuesday, like where we're going, so we can plan on what's going on.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
This part of Fellow Street here by this housing unit, where this first hump, or by the second hump is at, they need to fix the road there. There's a lot of bumps there. They're like, come on, street department, put in some temporary stuff.
Either call the street department or call your congressman.
That'd be a waste of time either way. Politicians are all there.
I know. And there's a lot of potholes in that, so, man, we know.
Just have to avoid them, and that way you won't lose your front end alignment. I always look at the street and steer around them, because I don't want to pay a couple $100 for a front end alignment. Or one time, I hit a truck hole with the Chevette, with the rear tire, and I was on my way to whenever I went to community, and it flattened the rear tire. So after church, here I am out there jacking up the car, changing the rear tire in the church parking lot.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, but, yeah, I actually hit a big truck. Well, it damaged the tire and the rim, so I had to replace both.
Oh, wow.
It was a smaller car with smaller tires, so it wasn't quite as expensive as, like, my car is, or bigger cars.
All righty.
It's not sunshiny out here. It's kind of dark and dreary, but at least it's light enough where you don't have to have your headlights on or your rear lights. But it's still, it looks like a dark, rainy, weary, rainy day. That's what it looks like.
All righty.
Now, the main roads like Ewing, Fellows, Erskine, they're all fairly clear, but the side streets, you know, your street, my street, and some of these other streets, you just have to travel a little slower down some of these streets, but it'll melt in a day or two.
Yep, no biggie.
There's spirit view. I see your vehicle.
And then you'll be coming up to Victoria.
To the speed hub, I'm over speed hub just now.
And then I'll go Gilder Street.
Yep. I never knew what came after Victoria because we lived in Victoria, so I knew it was Ewing, Ockels, and Victoria, and then whenever I met you, it's like, oh, Fairview is the next one. Okay, I turn the corner here, and I got to drive a little slower because Ockels is still like it was this morning.
Yeah, and you get that fun on the speed bump.
Yeah, really. It's best to go over the speed bump and all of a sudden the analog brakes kicked in.
Alrighty.
I'm still having a hard time getting used to the analog brakes. They make that noise and the pedal vibrates. Okay, I'm your master now. Ally, have a good one. Catch you later. N9YOUKD9TBX.
Alrighty, have a good one. Talk to you later. KB9KBX, 9YOU73.
It's KBHCRM listening. This is KBHCRM listening. Hey, NYU, you're around on the side of the state, KBHCRM. Nothing here at KBHCRM, Clark. This is KDHCRM, listening. This is KDHCRM, listening.